proudly sponsored by Michigan Biker Law. Michigan Biker Law is the only law firm that exclusively represents motorcyclists. They're there to pick you up if you go down. Brennan and Michigan Biker Law hope you will enjoy this episode of Riding with Brennan, and we will see you on the road.
This episode brings me to St. John's, Michigan, just north of Lansing, right off 127. You can find Uncle John's Cider Mill. This place is huge and is an incredibly popular stop for motorcyclists and families in the fall to get their donuts and cider. Uncle John's Cider Mill is open year-round with limited hours in the off-season. You can find an assortment of things here, from your typical apples and cider and donuts to other baked goods such as bread and spreads, a gift store, mining for gems for kids, and even an adult tap room, which you can have wine tastings and find hard cider made from apples right from the property. They have a family area and a covered pavilion, and it's a great time any time of year. So let's get to the reason we're here.
Hey guys, Brennan, Ryan with Brennan. Thanks for tuning in again. We are at Uncle John's Cider Mill. I'm sure you can't read that.
Might be able to.
Maybe. In St. John's, Michigan. This is a huge cider mill. It's a ride stop throughout the fall. We hear a bike going by right now. Probably can't, but in the background is one of their orchards of many. I have that little intro that I did before this, so we'll get a little more info about this. I'm here with very special guests, RJ and Allie. They are the sophomore owners of Thunder Roads now, right? You're no longer the freshman newbies. Right.
Well, actually, you're not actually the sophomore owners. There's been...
No, he's saying this is our second year.
Our second year. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Durr. I'm going to say it's our second year. Graduating, yeah, class coming up in a couple years.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I thought you were saying that we were like the second owners.
No, I got you.
Yeah, into our second year now.
Yeah, and the second year you guys have really taken off. I'm happy to see that for you guys.
Appreciate that.
First year was a little fucking struggle, and I was part of that, so I apologize.
Oh, you're going to do that on camera?
Well, I will, man, because I'll eat crow, man. Last year was like I had to look at the floor when you guys... Because the other guy's ego would get really fucking bruised if I dare look your way. So I do apologize, man.
Well, I'll take that apology, but it's not necessary, man. I always had faith in you. I knew you'd come around.
Right, eh? Did what I had to do.
Yeah,
well, for the season. Nah, not really, but I was dumb.
I think
this is different Kool-Aid now.
Different stuff. Different stuff you're drinking now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, I appreciate that. And I think that, you know, on a positive side of that, I would say that, you know, you can't fault anybody for diving into something that they, you know, you believe in. You believe in something, and it just shows your character. If you believe in something, you're going to go all in. And I can see that on your end, too. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, you guys are welcome. So I'm glad to be part of it. I am part of the magazine family now.
Official.
Official.
He's not wearing his shirt that we gave him.
Because they gave me a lot of money to wear theirs.
Yeah, we're not quite paying him. So we do have that mutual sponsor, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Michigan
for sure.
Biker Law.
They're, they're all in all everything, man. They're balls deep in everything, too. So we appreciate them. Thanks for being balls deep, Michigan Biker Law.
Thank you for being balls deep in him. No, we appreciate them, of course.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, and yeah, it's great to pick up some newer sponsors for, like as you said, from last year, this year, things have changed, the tides have kind of turned, and we stayed the course, and it's working out, and, you know, God bless, and thank God that everything's kind of, you know, come around in that way, and, you know, we stayed the course, like I said, and it's been good.
Yeah, you guys took the high road for sure all year, and that gave me a lot of faith in what you were doing. And I was like, yeah, they're going to be fine, because you can only fuck people so long before, you know, before they come on board and or before they get wise to your shenanigans.
Well, there's a couple thorns out there, but...
There always will be, right?
That's all right. We just mow them over.
Right, for sure, for sure. So you guys are... in a ton of events now, man, throughout the state. Like, it seemed like it grew exponentially in a year and just the off season. So that's good stuff, man. You have some good people on board with you guys. I know that I worked with one before too. he's a solid dude for sure. I won't mention names because I don't want any trouble. I don't know what the fucking trouble would be, but
oh, you can drop names.
All right, go ahead.
Jim Shibley?
There it is. Yeah.
AKA Gremlin.
Yeah, yeah. I call him fucking Ram Man. That dude's about
he looks
that
like
tall
a Ram Man.
Fucking,
yeah, he does. He's
good
pretty,
dude, though. Really good dude.
Pretty stocky.
For as big as a fucking guy he is, he sure is quiet though, eh? Yeah. Super nice and quiet, but
he
I would
did
like
ask for a smaller shirt than you.
Did he? Extra schmedium. A guy like him wears an extra schmedium.
Yeah, I didn't think that it was gonna fit, but he gave us the okay, he gave us a thumbs up saying that they fit. So
well, God bless him, man.
Yeah, so we've got we're growing over last year, and the events we're tied into, always looking for help. We picked up some good people recently, and we've got the feelers out there. We've got some other people in line in your area, actually, on the southwest side of the state. We've got some people interested in jumping in, and it'd be cool to have some teams that could partner up on some stuff, you know, and can kind of control an area. That would be cool. But we try to hit as much as we can. We're all over the damn place, so...
That's the name of the game, right?
Pretty much, if there's something bike-related, we're trying to be there. You can't hit them all, of course, but we're involved in some big stuff, especially this month, being into June now.
Oh, yeah.
First thing we're getting ready to do, we got our camper getting ready to be packed full of all of our stuff for the next 30 days because we're hitting the road. Yeah, we literally are going to be living out of it for the next 30 days, hitting all the rallies that we're tied to, like the Mackinac Rally next weekend, which I'm not sure when your podcast is going to come out, but...
I'm going to try to have this out in a couple days, so it should be well before that.
So it'll be this weekend.
Yeah.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the rally in Mackinac will be going on.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Stop correcting me. You're always right all the time.
Yeah. Does that suck, being right all the time? So you guys are hosting the bike show for that.
We are. We're hosting the bike show. It's a ride and bike show, and it's had a pretty good turnout. I know this is the fourth year, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, inner workings on the rally, and it's still trying to get steam, and we're excited for it because I think it's a perfect opportunity for something in that area to happen, and we just got to rally everybody together and figure out the kinks, and I'm excited to be there. I hope it continues and it continues to grow and we can get some stuff figured out, but yeah, we'll be there next weekend.
Right on. Yeah, and that, if you read the reviews online, people are always quick to go online and bash something a lot quicker than they are to go and compliment something, right? So yeah, it's Mackinac. It's never a cheap city to visit.
Well, it's never gonna be a rally. Well, it's Mackinac City, and you know, it's known for fudgies, and you know, I'm not gonna say that stereotype anybody, but hey,
I like fudge.
I like fudge too. And you know what? If there's any place that people try to make a destination to ride to, I don't know how many people have, like, let's ride up to Mackinac.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go up there when there's bikes up there and, you know, and kind of enjoy yourself? But yeah, so there are some keyboard warriors out there. And
sure.
I've actually took it upon myself. If you're watching this right now, I've probably messaged some of you guys to see what your problem was and you didn't respond.
Yeah, complain. Construction criticism is always welcome.
Yeah, I want to know how to fix it.
To complain and, yeah. So, and that's going to be a while with checks and balances in that city and the mix they have in the summer anyway coming up there. You're going to have to find a balance, right? So that's going to take a while. But I think this year it seems like it's actually better from what I've seen and had my ear to, that some of the stuff's been worked out. The bridge ride is back, which is pretty kick-ass.
Yeah.
To, a, what is it, 100 bikes, limited to 50?
200 bikes.
200, okay. So that should be
and that took a lot for them to get.
Already.
Yeah, that took a lot for them to get going. They were told no before, and then they got them to say yes, and they're not in charge. You could take 200 people on a ride up to Mackinac and take them across the bridge anytime you want. But during that time, they have to jump through the hoops, and yeah, that's what they had to do, and they had to get approval. So the number wasn't picked by them. It was picked by the bridge authority.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, so people, they got heat for that. I mean, it's one or the other.
It is, know? Yeah, it is what it is. It's either zero or 200. And nothing's stopping you from riding, like you said, riding on your own
across there. Yeah,
so
if you don't want to pay the money to donate to the charity to go across all together and have your picture taken and all the fun stuff and all that, when everybody leaves,
jump behind. Yeah, yeah.
Pay your $2 or $4 and go across the bridge. There's nobody stopping you. So
right, for sure. So that's next weekend. Then you have the UP, Say it.
Misha Histrigan.
There you go. Good job.
Jesus.
I've been practicing.
I have. And I'm just like, it's the Michigan, the up north, the OUP one.
The Misha Hishi.
Yeah, the Rendezvous.
Yeah, so that's the Rendezvous Rally up in Gold City at Bice's Misha Histrigan Campground.
See, he can say it too. I'm fucking
That's right. Just off two up there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the following weekend, correct?
Yep.
Okay, I asked if I'm correct
Friday,
or not.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Good job.
And then, what's after that?
Bike Bash.
Yeah.
Bike Bash in West Branch at the Ocomaw County Fairgrounds.
So my schedule just kind of opened up, so I might be at that.
Nice.
You should.
My schedule just opened up, so I might be there. People are asking me to commit to a few things that day, but this summer I kind of want to ride my rides. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to do that a lot under the dictatorship.
So I know that you had some stuff going on, as we discussed earlier, but yeah, if you can make it up to the Rendezvous rally up in UP, that is going to be a good time. That's a 21 and up rally.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a good time, and we're excited to go up there. That's more of just kind of being part of the rally. We are sponsoring it, but we're not hosting any events. We're not hosting any runs or rides or bike shows. Like, we're going up there to partay. And we're going to do some riding. So, yeah, if you can make it up there for that, that'd be a good time.
The problem I have with these trips still is my dog has not crossed that Rainbow Bridge as close as he is to it. So it's tough to find a sitter for a senior dog. Mm-hmm. So I try to be back every day for him because I don't think next year I'll have this problem.
We won't get into too deep if we can arrange getting the dog up there for the weekend.
But. Well, he doesn't even travel well anymore. I mean, he's that close.
All right.
But yeah, I'm gonna try to make it up for the day. Like I've rode farther for dumber shit.
You do get around too. I've seen you jump on your bike and I've seen your posts obviously on the podcast and all the check-ins you're doing. So you're getting out there.
Yeah, for sure. And the new these mother scratchers finally made me have to get a new page for actually riding with Brendan. I sacrificed my personal page, much to the chagrin of my family that tried to keep in touch with me. They're like, oh, these dirty bikers. Yeah. Got bad news. You're related to one.
Well, I was glad to see that you had done that, actually, because that's a good outlet for you, and it's a good way to build your profile and all that good stuff, creation side. So.
Yep, for sure. So you and I first had our first meeting here. This is like
flashback,
history.
Man.
It's like history.
That was a pretty good conversation that day, too.
Yeah, I was still drinking then. I was all slurring.
I got a couple growlers from that.
I know. I brought home some growlers.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
Yep,
he was very, for the record, he was very picky on what he was going to bring you, too. I remember.
You did good.
All right, good.
I couldn't tell you what they were, but.
No, I couldn't either.
I know what they are now. Empty.
Yeah. Right, for sure.
Should have brought them and had them filled back up again.
Oh, yeah, you could have done that for sure.
Yeah, well, next time.
Thought about that halfway here.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. You guys at least get the ride today. It turned out to be a great day. It was a little sketchy this morning. So so what are the big obstacles you think that you've learned to deal with in taking over the magazine, aside from the obvious?
Well, man. Shit, dude. That is like...
I think
I could really go down a tunnel on that one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think the overall on a... I'd probably say on a business side of it, we really took a whooping in the sense of, like, we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into.
Baptism by fire.
Yeah, it literally was. Like, you want to buy a magazine? Sure. How do we do it? You know? And then you have to figure it out. And then all the things around that kind of coincide with that. They kind of just meld together with that magazine administrator. So you get to meet new people. You get to make a lot of new relationships. You get to travel. Thank God. That's why we did it, because we wanted to get out and do something we could tied with biking. And so on the business level, it was pretty difficult. And I would say even on the personal level, it was hard because, you know, you got to be a strong person to do what we're doing.
Yes.
As you probably know.
Yeah.
And it's not for everybody.
No.
It's not for... there's people that think they want to do it and have tried, and they just kind of fall off because I don't think that they understand what it takes, the commitment it takes.
I'll say the level of commitment is next level. You know, And I see some people that are kind of starting to tiptoe into the vision, and I think they're going to do well. I mean, Big E from Mid-Michigan Biker Podcast. Mm-hmm. He seems to be all right. I've never met the guy. I've listened to his stuff. He seems like he's going to be decent. I think he'll stick around. He's got a formula. We'll see how that works. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I can help him, I will. A Northern Michigan biker just kind of popped up on my radar, too. Mm-hmm. And the same goes for him. I haven't really listened to any of his stuff yet. Sorry, buddy. But I don't feel the uber competitiveness this year that I did, like, last year. Well, so, and that's actually a peaceful place to be, so.
Well, you know... when you are trying to create something or do something and you have people come up to you and they say, well, competition's good for you, right? Or they say competition's, you know, doesn't hurt anybody.
Right.
There's some truth to that. You know, there's some competition that you don't want to deal with because, you know, you just don't want to have that hurdle. But I don't have to tell you this, but podcasts, Facebook pages, group pages, writing pages, buy-sell pages.
That's some white people problems right
I
there.
I mean, I'm like, where's that hat at? So yeah, I mean, it's always changing, you know, and it is kind of the most fit will, you know, come out in the end, right? And it's, you know, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I think there's room for it.
I do.
I'm not saying that, you know, I know Big E. I've been on his podcast. We hung out at Baldwin. We sat around the fire and had a couple drinks, and I went on Rob Norton's ride last weekend. We did. In Traverse City. And that's the whole point, is supporting anybody that is actually trying to make a difference. Like he just, you know, he came up with his ride for purpose. He's changing his Northern Michigan biker thing. Here he's in the process of doing that. But, you know, if you're on the positive side and you're, you know, you're out there doing good and you're not, I don't say that you can't bash things like we talked about earlier, because it's kind of part of, like, if things aren't, you know, good, you maybe might tell the public, but if something's not good, you're more likely to tell your buddy, you know, don't go there. You're going to have a bad experience. I'll tell you about my experience. Or, yeah, go for it. You know, make your own opinion.
Yeah, it's all opinion, right?
Yeah,
And I'm of the opinion, I like throwing that word around a lot, that the opinions of the other opinions, that if I help someone else reach the top, I get there too, right?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be cutthroat.
No.
And if he has a good show and whatever, mine cancels in a year, hey, I'm not upset. I just get to ride more.
And we can't forget about, you know, Jim and Scott, Bikes, Babes, and Booze.
Yeah, they're awesome people. They're awesome guys, man. Yeah, well, they're like the upper echelon.
I know. I mean, them guys, you know.
Fancy guys.
That's what we look up to, right?
Yeah. We got studio. I got fucking Uncle John's cider, bitches.
We got our own vineyard behind us. Yeah,
look at my studio, huh?
Orchard, I guess. It's not wine.
Yeah. I asked them where they milk the apples. They wouldn't tell me.
Try to put you to work.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen a teat on an apple? I have not.
What?
So, yeah, it's Jim and Scott. They've been around a lot, and they're awesome people.
They
man.
Are.
They're yeah. really cool. I can't wait. I'm going to Sturgis. Scott's going to Sturgis with me. Well, not with me, but he'll be there awesome. This year, Sturgis is going to be off the hook. Carl, who you know is out riding around and not making T-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Swag.
Yeah.
Like he probably should be. is going out there this year, his first year. My club's going out there. Our club guys from Ireland are coming in to go out.
And, that's awesome.
A couple of clubs that I hang out with are going out there, and we're all staying at the same place, so it's going to be kind of crazy.
That always comes up. That's that Sturgis thing, man. It's like, have you been out to Sturgis? And I've mentioned those guys,
next
too.
Year.
Yeah, we would love to go this year.
It's tough, man, for you guys especially, the business owners, and having all the shit. It's tough. So
we're planning. We're actually planning plans to go next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I think is the 85th, I think, next year.
I think you're right, 85th. Actually, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, but
it's not going anywhere.
No, no. And that's always get a kick out of that, and everybody always compares all these Michigan rallies. Oh, it'll never be Sturgis. Well,
duh.
I'm 85th next year. Yeah, we're talking about the, you know, second,
the fourth Mackinac.
Yeah. It's like,
fucking the first ride with Brendan Rally. Motherfucker, it's not even Sturgis. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's fucking in Charlotte. There's so many places to ride, just like the Badlands.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to the Bike Bash thing. That's going to be fun.
It's a West Branch?
Yep. Everybody always talks about the old rallies at Ogama, and it's not the same. It's not the same people, but there's a couple of hands that are tied to the past. But they are going for it, man.
Good.
They are organized on top of things, and we're real excited. We're doing a bike show there, too, also.
Okay.
So we'll be hosting a bike show there for Bike Bash. And... that's going to be a good time, man.
So does everybody get trophies at your bike show?
Yes. No. They get a good buy.
Yeah. They have a good time, and that's what's important. But no other bike shows that I know that I was connected to, that it seemed like so many categories and so many things, like everybody there gets a fucking trophy.
Just, you know, throw pictures. There are bike shows that, you know, can get away with that. And those are huge bike shows. You know, you get down Texas, things like that, Arizona. You know, the big bike shows that have been going on for years. And, no, we actually have handmade trophies made out of metal. And we actually have some hand-created trophies that we give out to our winners also.
Okay.
So.
Cool, man. Yeah. And you got judges lined up, I'm assuming, and all that fun stuff?
We do. We have some judges lined up. We're looking for an extra judge, though. If you make up to Mackinac, I don't know if you have that chance to make that, but you want to come out and be a judge, you're welcome to do so.
Can I vote for my own bike?
Sure. You're not going to win.
Damn it.
Sorry, Wendy, if you're watching this. You felt that last time. She's like, I'll enter my bike. I'm like, yeah, go for it. It's for a good cause. So she fills out all her stuff and everything. And I'm like, she's hands down going to win.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wendy. We had to curtail your your sheet, but we appreciate your support and love anyways.
I would win for most GoPro mounts.
Yeah. That should be a thing. Yeah. Most accessories.
Yeah, you ever seen Spider-Man and the Avengers when he's got all that shit flicking on his back? That's what my bike looks like when I'm geared up to record. If I fall, I'm probably going to be all right.
Oh, man, that'll make a movie in itself.
Oh, man, I've seen people taking pictures of me. It's embarrassing, but
oh, man.
It's fun. It's part of the game right now.
You should do it. I don't know. Have you covered that already? Like, mounts and things, talking about what's working, what's not working for you?
So far, they're all working for me, but my hands hurt from fucking tightening that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I have... Yes, I guess.
Yeah, you got a voice activated or button or something. Don't you have something so when you're recording, you can say record or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. And there's a thumb remote, too, for one of them, and I could switch between them.
I'm so high-tech, dude. I've had my GoPro for, I don't know, 6 years or something like that, and I just discovered that I can turn it off and on with my voice.
Yeah, it does help a lot.
Hey, babe, check this out. What?
Yeah. So we have the drone coming into play, too. I'm still learning that, and I got to take the class to get my license for that. So that's going to be coming into play.
Those are bad.
Follow me down across the bridge and shit
that's
like that.
Awesome,
so, yeah, it's going to be really cool if I can not lose it in the straight.
Make sure
from
you get your license if you're going to go across the bridge.
Yeah. I want to start with a cheap one because... That's not going to last.
Gonna
I know me.
It.
Yeah, I know me. It's going to be gone.
That's
forever.
What I hear anyways.
Everybody some building in Chicago somewhere is going to eat my drone. So you're going to trailer your bike up, though, or are you guys just going to kind of ride off
honestly,
riding?
I was kind of thinking if the weather's nice, one of us will probably ride it up. In the past, we've done that. You've rode, and I drove, and you rode, and I drove, and you rode, and I drove. There's a problem here.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern.
So... So Jill tells me your bike's in the shop, eh?
Mine?
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Yeah, at the shop waiting to be bought.
Purchased, yes.
Oh, okay. I thought, okay.
We do have another bike that I got to get worked on. Yeah. I got to get to it and start messing with it so we have an extra bike.
It's just a town hopper, though. That is not
not a comfortable long hauler.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I get
if you want back problems, I'll let you ride it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got front problems. So I don't need back problems. Look at this train wreck, right?
No, I would say we're probably in the market for a bike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's no shortage of them for sale, right?
Not at all.
Yeah, for sure.
It's something we've actually thought about doing. It's come up recently that we thought about doing some ad space in the magazine for, you know, not everybody's bike, but some nice bikes. If I can tie some...
Consignment, almost.
Consignment or something. I don't know. There's some ideas there. We kind of kicked it around.
Yeah, or even on the webpage. You know,
or the website, yeah.
Classified ads or some
correct.
Shit.
Yeah,
a it's link. Almost like a marketplace, but...
Yeah.
For motorcycles specifically. So
motorcycles.
You watching your time?
Yes, I am watching my time, but we're gonna shut down and do more in a minute too, but so we'll hold this up, take a break for a quick second. This month's magazine, everybody again.
Hey, it's Brendan. Just wanted to say thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying this episode with RJ and Allie from Thunder Roads Magazine of Michigan. Wanted to give a quick shout out and thank you to my sponsor, God Squad Christian Motorcycle Club. Their loyalty and unwavering support, despite my heathen mouth, is truly amazing. I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. And if you feel like a Christian Motorcycle Club is your calling, by all means, look into them. There's 16 countries and 40 chapters. There's bound to be one near you. Now, let's get back to RJ and Allie.
I do feel like you could fucking roll down this motherfucker pretty quick.
Definitely in a leaning position.
That's pretty cool. I'm pretty gangster, so I like to lean. So, all right. Oh, we are back again. Had to do a wardrobe change for my new shirt. Keep the tag on because that's how we roll.
Take that tag off.
Another more cider.
I'd have to bite it off.
So, what's wrong with that?
Ow. All right, tag's gone. Holy.
Yeah.
So we were talking off camera a little bit about the million bazillion events you guys have coming up. Another cool one that is second year. I mean, it's no Sturgis, but Wild Stallions.
Yeah.
Bike build.
Yeah. Well, that's been going on for two. This is our sophomore year for that. So, yeah.
Hey, there you go.
So, yeah, this is the second year for that, and that actually, the winner is chosen at Owosso Vintage Motorcycle Days in August.
Okay.
And driving me crazy. So yeah, the winner was, the first year was Zach Jones. He won last year. Really awesome bike. He's taken that around this season since then, and he's cleaned house with the bike that he won with last year, and... Derek Long, the creator of the Wild Stallion motorcycle build, him and I spoke when we first purchased the magazine, and we're looking for content, you know, trying to get involved, see what's going on, and kind of create something or partner up on something that, you know, would fit. And it's been a great fit, and that's happening again. And we sponsor the build,
yep,
and promote it in the sense of the magazine. And we've also actually Michigan Biker Law, is helping sponsor that also.
Sweet.
And so, yeah, that's coming up in August, and that'll be a good time. That's a people's choice. There's one trophy. There's one winner. There can only be one.
Well, nah, look, it's like Highlander.
Yeah, there's.
There could only be one.
Nine builders this year, yep.
Okay.
And,
well, that's awesome.
They got more than they had last year.
So it's growing, which is awesome.
I think it started out with more than four. It ended up being
I think it started
five.
Out with six, and in the end there was only
Don't make
four.
Me look back that far. I can't remember.
But there's nine.
So that'll be a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
And before that, we've got the MOE event.
Mason Outdoor Expo, which I have tickets for. It's right down the road from me. And if you can find me, I'll be making stops around local and giving away tickets for sure. That's awesome.
Doing your part. Good job, babe.
This show is a success because of her, in spite of me.
If we can just get her to stop talking so much.
Right, right. Oh, that was Amber for that one event. We took her on the bikes, babes, and booze.
Oh.
She sat there, and when she did talk, they were fucking with her. And they asked her to talk, and she was just sweating. It's cool. Fuck it. Who cares, man? Just say a bad word and get it out of your way.
It's like Tourette's.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it out. You'll feel better. Just let it out.
Yep. So that's all cool stuff. This is this month's issue of Thunder Road. You can find it all over the state. From Copper Harbor all the way down to, you know, what is it, Point Pelee or...
Is that the southernmost point?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like it is.
As long as there's nobody checking, yes.
Someone's going to fact check that, guaranteed.
Right, it absolutely is, unless they're checking.
Yeah, we're definitely... We're trying to get out there at UP down all around, and there's a lot of locations we're working really hard to get into, and bringing you aboard is going to help out a lot. It has already helped. I know that you're getting out there on that west side of the state and around and so, well, kind of everywhere. You were just... I don't know, man. You're all over the place,
too. It's the meth. I'm crystal Methodist.
So,
but,
yeah.
I just like to go... That's what I like to do, man. I just like to shoot around and see new stuff and meet new people, and it works out, so...
Right on.
And obviously, I'm super shy about talking to people and asking questions, so...
You'll get over it.
Yeah. So hopefully it does help. I mean, I want to see this magazine grow. I think Thunder Roads LLC in general has a pretty solid business plan, I think. But I guess ultimately it's up to you guys to make or break it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there was numerous states at one time, you know, for Thunder Roads. And, you know, like anything, there's times change and, you know, the company on the corporate side, the founding. I mean, there's things... Fade away and come back. And I think our state, Michigan, we're doing pretty good for our sophomore
especially
year.
Especially for being seasonal.
Seasonal, yeah.
Well,
we're a seasonal state, but...
Like, I don't know if we're, riding season, but does it really ever end? Because then we're wrenching on shit and preparing for the next season.
Ice racing.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So fun to watch. I'm way too old to fuck. If I went down, I'd never stand up. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah, they forgot the ice racing, even when it's not the best outdoor weather for ice racing, like last winter.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, it made it a little tough last season.
But. Fucking global warming. Democrats are right.
Shut up. Where's that at?
He just needs 4 more years to turn it all around. Yeah, so I guess it's technically an off season, but I know this year, during the off season, I got to do a shameless plug. 508, you know 508, Mike, Tank, and Marvin. Once I get their dyno done, Riding with Brendan's hosting a Horsepower Shootout. And there'll be like a $500 award for... for that. So
how close are they getting? Are they close to getting that?
Yeah.
Last time I was there, they had they were right in it, so they gotta be getting close.
I think they have to approve some software or something or other, and then they're ready to go. So
that's awesome.
It's gonna be any time. And I'm gonna make an obnoxiously loud bike this off season. So something like we'll hear from here. You know, you'll hear at your house when I start it. At mine.
Oh man. Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be fun. Are you looking to do that this season yet then?
I'd like to, but realistically, I don't know with the events so planned and everything kind of, if not early next season, right? So, and then when people lose, they'll be like, I need to build my bike. So they'll already be a 508. Win-win. That's just good biz.
Yeah. Keep us informed. And
oh, yeah, for sure, man. For sure. They're a 508. Also find that in Thunder Roads.
Correct.
They're an awesome shop in St. John's, not far from here. Marvin's good. Tank, I don't know, but
we got connected with them at the swap meet, and we just kind of shot the shit. And then next thing you know how it is. You find people that you can relate to, and they're just normal people, and you don't feel weird talking to them. Then you kind of get that vibe, and just realize they were just out there doing their thing. And next thing you know, we're talking biz, and we've been down to their shop, and. Couldn't have found a friendlier group of people, man.
They are awesome, man. Yeah. They are awesome.
Shout out to 508.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, Marvin. Not you, Tank. Tank's my brother from another mother. I have him co-host sometimes. He's a good dude.
Awesome.
Still not making out with you, though. Are you guys... So the event that I would... There's events that you're not in yet that I really want to work on getting you into. Because I think you should be part of it. I think the event has nothing to do but get better if you guys get involved. And that's kind of what I've been working on. We've talked a bit about it, and I've shared some stuff. So hopefully that'll come to fruition in the coming year or so.
And that ties into time and patience, man. You just stay on the right path. And you know, we've been fortunate over the last year and a half and the blessings keep coming, man. You just do the right thing, and things do come around. I do believe that. And if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But we definitely...
Is that Aunt John?
Aunt Joan. Yeah. So, yeah, I follow where you're going with that. And we'd love to be, you know, that's kind of a missing piece of the puzzle. And with that would really... complete us.
Yeah. It's a circle. I think that is the only major event left in the state that you guys aren't in. Mm-hmm. And that's a shame, because that's the only, you're in all the other ones for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not just blowhards trying to sell a bunch of fucking ads and make a lot of noise.
We want to do that too, but we're not the blowhard part.
We don't do that on camera. So,
no, we want to be involved in everything Michigan bike related, right? That's the goal. We're Michigan's magazine, motorcycle magazine. So, you know, we should, you know, in a way, should be at those places. And yeah, even though, you know, there's some places that aren't advertising, we don't say they're not advertising with us, so we're not going there.
We will be there.
Yeah, this year, and we're gonna go down there. We're gonna hang out, we'll take some people with us.
I'll be there. Michigan Bike. I might even be there working for Michigan Biker Law.
Okay,
for a day or two as a brand ambassador. Which, hey, if
AKA not smart, stuffing bags.
talking to chicks. Sorry, Jill. But yeah, it just because they do a lot for people, so I like to help them. when I can. I'm looking at the Early Owl Place patio to do a live broadcast during that event.
Okay.
So, the deck. Have you guys been to the deck?
I have not.
It's right on the beach, Pier Marquette Beach, and it's got the... It's really cool. One of the best venues out that way.
We're nowhere near that area right now.
It's an hour and a half.
Well, we're halfway, so if you go there, you have to come back. But, hey, you never know what's in store. You might be able to do something.
The deck has awesome food, and the venue layout is fucking nice. Badass. Nice. Have you ever been to Jimmy Buckets in Ohio?
No.
Okay, well, then I can't give
Jimmy
you a comparison.
Jimmy Buckets in Ohio? Where's that at? In
Ohio. I don't know.
Is it near the O or the H?
Yeah, it's kind of right. It's on the way to Sandusky from here. It's closer to the Fermi plant than it is Sandusky.
Okay.
So it's waterfront and it's Jimmy Buffett themed, okay. Right?
Yeah.
So the deck kind of reminds me of that, but on a grander scale of things.
Cool.
So it's a pretty awesome.
On a grander scale than that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It is really cool.
They're one up in Jimmy Buckets, huh?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what they do. They're one-uppers. We do that. So, well, what do you guys want anybody else to know before we wrap here?
If you're looking for something to do that's bike-related, obviously pick up the magazine. But if you want to be part of that and being part of the events and things that are going on in the state, if you would looking to maybe be a rep or sales, distribute magazines, be a focal point for us and in your area, reach out to us. In the magazine, is my phone number in there? It is 989-948-4644. 989-948-4644.
Dude, I'll put it right here, dude.
Right here?
Yeah,
it'll be
around in here.
It's right here.
Yeah.
But
thunderroads.michigan. What's the website?
It's thunderroads.michigan.com.
I'll put that there too.
Yep. Without the WW, it's thunderroadsmichigan.com. And, reach out to us. We got a strong following on our Facebook page. That's growing very quickly. But you can message us there also on Facebook. Shoot us a message. And if you're interested, we have some people that are showing some interest already, but we are going to grow. It's not going to stop. So we definitely could use some help. If you think you're a good candidate, reach out to us. And, if you're looking to get your event or anything in the magazine, too, reach out to us.
We'd event listings are free, correct?
What's that?
Event listings are free.
Yes. Yep, event listings are free. You just got to get it to us in time, and we'll get it in there. That's the hurdle all the time is just getting it to us in time to get it in the magazine.
So this is the biggest issue to date,
it
correct?
Is. I'm glad you mentioned that.
So that's a good milestone. And what are we at? 69 pages, including the Mo cover on the back?
Yeah.
All Michigan.
All Michigan.
Weird.
With actual Michigan writers and articles in there from people from Michigan.
I don't know how to look through them. It's not an ad pamphlet. and this, you can actually make stuff out. It's not like exploding pictures and shit at you about...
It doesn't come with crayons.
Well, that sucks. But...
That might be a good selling point.
You guys can pick it up. It is an informative magazine. It has stuff that you can actually read. And learn and do stuff. And
it does have pictures, too, for the people who say that.
Yeah.
We get that all the time. So.
Yeah, I enjoy
pictures, too.
And you can color them if you want, but they're already colored. So,
is the story that you wrote in there?
No, that was last month. I didn't make
it. You got one coming for next month?
I do.
So
I
there
do.
You go.
The next one is called The Lansing Paradox, actually. Because
The Lansing Paradox.
Because the MC community in the greater Lansing area is different than what I've experienced everywhere else because... They try to help each other. They actually look out for each other. Everybody wants to make the money, but there's not a giant rivalry. Like, if you go out, you know, towards the Detroit area or out of state even, it seems like everybody's kind of, whoa, we're in it for our own. It's not that way in this area, and that's one of the best things. No reason it can't be like that in other places. In my opinion, I don't know all the club politics. I don't pretend to know all the club politics, but I do hang out with a lot of clubs. And I talked about with one of the presidents from one of the clubs that I was going to write about, and I'm going to include the ride that I did with the several clubs. I don't want to mention names without permission, but and it's a be good read. I think I enjoyed writing it. I already have it written. I just like to sit on shit, then read it,
right,
and then send it, and then read it and edit
it's
it.
A good policy.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't make deadline last month.
So, we're not always looking for contributors all the time, but if you've got your finger on the pulse, like I keep saying, if what you're doing is already fitting into what we're doing and you're out there and you're hustling and, reach out to us. I mean, if you got something that you can contribute, go for it. Reach out to us,
Yeah, for sure, man. Easy going. Easy, easy going. Mm-hmm. Easy to approach. I mean, it's not like, you know, you're going to yell at them. Unless,
yeah.
Maybe. Depends on who you are.
I don't know if anybody would remember me ever yelling at them.
I will.
Yeah.
When it happens.
Yeah. Now slap!
Yeah. Hulk smash! So, pick up the magazine. Go to Mackinac City Rally. Quit your bitching. Go and have some fun. It is a good time to see everybody you don't normally see, except at certain rallies and groups and events. And that's what it's about, right? It's not about, oh, fuck this, we can make it better. Okay, whatever, man. Be miserable. Just live your life like that. Or come out, have fun, and fit in with everybody. And
take your own ride across the bridge.
Right, right. Whatever it is, man. Whatever you guys want to do. That's what the great part of all the fucking riding is, right?
Go and have fun or don't go and have fun.
It's your call, man. It's your fucking call, right? So, but go out there, see them. Pick up the bike. Learn about the Wild Stallions. I'm not cool. It's in there, though. And the Biker Bash. Wait, I saw it. Bike Bash, not Biker Bash, right? Bike Bash. June 22nd, or 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yep.
Yeah, learning. That's in West Branch coming up. And tons of stuff, man. You can learn fucking tons of stuff that's close to you. The Mistresses and Rendezvous is coming up.
The Rendezvous, you got that right. Just call it the Rendezvous.
The Rendezvous is coming up.
The Rendezvous Rally.
Coming up in the UP. That's going to be an awesome one. Hey, you know what? You got to ride across the bridge to get to the UP.
You do.
Problem solved, I think.
Father's Day weekend.
It's all about... Is it really?
Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend.
Always.
So I know some of you guys go to Cedar Point on Father's Day weekend, but we're not pointing fingers. I'll tell you guys about that one off camera so I don't offend. But so thanks again for tuning in, you guys. Like, share, subscribe. Go to the webpage. Check out the magazine. If you want to be involved in it, by all means, get involved. It's the way you're going to make a difference in the motorcycle communities by being involved. Sitting on the sidelines complaining doesn't do shit for anybody.
Correct.
So get involved. Like, share,
subscribe. There's a good article from Abate in there about that this month. So
okay, good. Yeah.
Read the Abate article.
Abate. This month is, what month is this? June.
June.
Brand new
June.
Issue. It's only been out 2 days.
Yeah.
3 days because it came out early.
Yeah, it did. I got him home in my box, man. I was like,
boom.
There it is already. Yep. I'm like, what did I order?
Yep.
I'm like,
mark it. It will never happen again.
And that's impressive, too, because it's the biggest one.
Biggest one,
yet.
One yeah. So we put some effort in into that.
Heck yeah, man. And it shows. I don't want to show the back cover because I seen what you were doing. You're like, I'm just kidding. But yeah, the articles are great. I love to read them. Oh, yeah.
No, we've got some great sponsors. Just
yeah,
like
for sure. All sponsors. Sure. Anything, anybody that helps contribute is okay in my book. Mm-hmm. So thank you, RJ, for coming on, brother.
All
it's
right,
always
man.
Good. Allie, thank you very much for sitting in. I know you were like, I ain't fucking going on this dipshit show. But I talked to him anyways. A cup of cider got her, just a little.
Not even spiked.
I know, right?
He just told me it was.
It's not.
It is.
With sugar.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. So,
right on, man.
Thanks again,
thanks
guys.
For having us.
See you next time.